Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Episode brought to you by HuluPlus.com.
Thank you, Hulu Plus.
If you ever wanted to watch a grip ton of TV shows or movies on your computer, your TV, or your mobile device, HuluPlus.com is the best way to do that.
That's right. Hulu is not just for your computer anymore.
And if you go to HuluPlus.com/Amir, you can get a free couple-week trial before you even pay anything.
Perfect, pal.
And you could probably sneak in a couple full seasons of TV shows if you binge-watch them just right in that two-week trial. So HuluPlus.com does have tons of TV shows, but they also have a lot of movies. They have every Criterion Collection movie. And if you even know what a Criterion Collection movie is, then HuluPlus.com is for you. And if you don't know what it is, maybe it's time to get a little educated, all right?
Go to HuluPlus.com to find out.
If you watch every Criterion Collection movie, I feel like you can call yourself a film nerd, which, you know, is the highlight of any person's
Or at
TV.
Least a movie buff.
Yeah, at the very least a movie
buff. These
things
are so different. I'm a film nerd. I'm a movie buff.
You're the same thing, but you're just calling it differently.
I'm strong and I like movies.
I'm a buff movie buff. So you can go to HuluPlus.com/Amir to sign up. And if you do get Hulu Plus, we'll show you our appreciation. If you forward us your receipt at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com, we'll say thanks to you personally next time we pimp out Hulu Plus, which will hopefully be next Thursday. All right, guys, enjoy the show.
This is the only advice podcast by Jake and Amir, so don't be last to subscribe on your podcast feed. They'll teach you how to seize that cheese, write them about STDs. Jake doesn't care if there's blood when he pees, so if you don't know what to do, they'll tell you what to do if they were you.
Damn.
Two things about that intro really make me laugh. One, imagining a robot singing it, like a robot that's trying to be a human. And two, you playing it for a girl right before you try to hook up with her.
Yeah, I could see that.
So this is like, I have a podcast and
this is sort of a smooth R&B jam from it.
The part about me not caring if there's blood when I pee is sort of an inside joke.
It doesn't reflect.
It is rooted in reality, but.
Sorry, I'm not clean. Are you not clean? Can we do this?
Did you ever get the results of your test back yet?
I get them tomorrow.
But you're not too concerned because of something that she told you?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I don't want to say this again. It got me into trouble last time.
It came from a doctor.
It's the first time I went to a doctor and tried to get an STD test. He was like, "What do you think you have?" And I said, "I mean, I don't have any symptoms. I just want..."
I guess D, all of the above?
Yeah, just like, test me for everything. And he was like, "All right, I'll do that. But just so you know, if you have an STD, usually you know."
Yeah.
And that's why I said what I said on the podcast. We got people from Planned Parenthood writing me in saying I was... Well, it's completely wrong.
I think it's like there's a chance that you might still have it, but it's not a big one.
Right. I guess it's rare. So yeah, the doctor yesterday was like, "Are you experiencing any symptoms?" And I was like, "No." And she was like, okay, then you're probably fine. I was like, but I thought these things sometimes don't have any symptoms. She was like, oh no, STDs are uncomfortable, ugly, you'll know. I was like, I was you know, lectured.
In fact, I was bullied, I think, by a bunch of people on the internet. You see, like, I have a podcast. Can I play you a slow jam, ma'am?
Are we both rolling?
So I guess the overall thing is, it's still a possibility. If you're sexually active, you should get tested.
Right. Always get tested if you're sexually active.
You shouldn't be too concerned unless you see or feel something bad. Then,
right.
At that point, then it's like, uh-oh, you definitely
Yeah, then hurry up and get tested. That said, I do have open sores all over my face and penis.
I can't describe them as anything but open. They are just open, open sores.
I think I have scabies.
I have three open sores, one closed sore, and one that sort of vacillates between the two. It sort of talks like the plant in Little Shop of Horrors.
Shit, can you believe I have scurvy?
I can't believe it.
Am I a pirate?
Am I on the Oregon Trail?
What is scurvy?
I think it's a gum disease.
All right.
Anyway, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And yeah, we talk about old diseases, stuff that may or may not exist anymore. Tuberculosis, you think people get that?
I don't know, maybe. I probably have it.
Please test genital tuberculosis. I think I have genital tuberculosis, actually.
Do I somehow have smallpox? I think I got the goddamn bubonic plague from some chick I met at the Panther Room.
The Panther Room was at the end of the Oregon Trail, right? She stole three axles from me in a cod, a salted cod.
And my heart.
So for those of you who have never heard this show before, you can turn it off now.
Yep. No new friends.
No new listeners. We sort of have plateaued, I feel like.
Yeah.
We've reached more than enough of our listeners.
We still ride with our day ones. Yeah. You understand that, right?
Is that from the line? Is that a line from the song?
Yeah, still ride with my day ones.
Jesus, Louis.
No new friends.
Drake hangs out with three kids that he met in elementary school. One's a doctor, one's dead, and the other one's some sort of periodontist who knows a lot about scurvy, evidently. No new friends. What a bad advice. He shouldn't be on our show.
It's kind of cool. No new friends is like, you know, a lot of people trying to like be his buddy now that he's rich and famous.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, no, I still got my old friends. I don't need anybody.
My day ones.
My day ones. Still ride with my day ones.
Do you still ride with your day ones?
I haven't seen my day ones in a long time, actually.
In 2 minutes, actually. So we receive emails to our email address, ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And these are people in difficult places. They really have nowhere to go. They're seeking advice, and they're too ashamed, embarrassed, or lame to even ask their parents, loved ones, friends, acquaintances.
Easy does it. People are going to stop writing it. And they're so lame. And stupid
and
that they wrote in.
And this is what I hate about them. That they have the audacity. The audacity.
These are my day ones, mind you. So imagine how I feel about new friends.
Imagine how low I feel about day twos. So these are people who write into the show. They're seeking advice, and we do our best to advise them. You know, not always great advice, but hopefully entertaining, to say the least.
The very least.
So, yeah, should we get started? These are five questions that we chose from a list of literally 12. The top five of 11.
You guys are through the looking glass now.
You've
peeled the curtain back.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't say 12 because two of them were about you correcting you about your STD thing. So we're down to 9.
I'd really like them to talk to my doctor, okay? Who I guess was just a PA at a free clinic in Midtown. But
she knew what was what.
She knew how to take my blood, tell you what.
Hey, PAs are doctors too.
I think actually they're not.
Oh, never mind. All right, here we go. Ready? This is a real email, but we're going to change his name to preserve his...
Anonymity.
Here we go. This is from David Brent. Hey guys, here's the sitch. There's this girl at my school, and I'm sure one of you guys knows the phase in which two people like each other. We know, and everybody else knows, and it's just a short matter of time before I make the move, or we hook up at a party, or whatever. Here's the problem. I have a lot of uncontrollable gimmicks, one of which is shouting random shit extremely loudly when I see my mates in the halls. So anyway, I saw her walking down the hall the other day and shouted, "Excuse me, miss, no fat chicks. Harmless and quirky, right? Wrong." After she looked my way and giggled, she turned and walked face first into an automated swinging door her way. Her face is now messed up. Not permanently, though. She'll go back to being a smoke show when the bruising and swelling goes away, and her nose brace is taken off. But here's the thing. She's really cool and doesn't even care about looking messed up for a couple weeks, and is even acting the same way around me. I, however, can't reciprocate now because of her face. Do I reveal my inner shallowness and ignore her until she's back to normal? I really like this girl. Can you help an English 18-year-old out? Love, David Brent.
Shut up, dude. You absolute dick.
And he sort of knows that he's being a dick, but he doesn't care.
He's like,
she's really cool. She's acting normal around me, even though she's temporarily.
It's so amazing about this girl. She's like, you know, in high school, a pretty girl gets like her face all fucked up and she's still cool. She sounds awesome. And you're such a jerk. You don't deserve her at all. This is your fault. You're the one that slammed the door into her face.
No, he didn't. He yelled.
I know, I'm just trying to make him feel guilty.
He yelled an insult at her. No right. Fat chicks. And instead of her getting mad at him, she giggled to the point where she walked into a door, broke her nose. And not only does this guy not feel guilty, but he doesn't want to even entertain her, even though she's a cool girl, until she starts looking like she used to so that he can hook up with her.
Right. So for the couple weeks that she's injured, you
want to ignore her so that when she starts looking the way she
used to. Like a smoke
show
again.
Yeah, then you want to hook up with her.
You don't deserve her.
You deserve her, Jake.
I deserve her.
In fact,
ma'am, how'd you like to get scurvy?
I'll kiss you, broken nose and all.
Her nose is like an open sore.
Two open sores that are nostrils.
I've got all 10 plagues. I think I have boils. I have locusts.
The worst part about it is my dead firstborn son.
I'm sort of attached to my penis like a weird kid herpes.
I don't even want to get into the fact that all the water I touch turns into blood, but that's a game changer to say the least. You try washing that off. Oh wait, you can't because it's blood.
There we go.
Anyway, what should we tell this a-hole?
Be better.
Be a better guy.
Try to be a better guy.
Volunteer. Volunteer at a soup kitchen.
I think you have to volunteer at your local soup kitchen.
I think you need perspective.
Isn't this what people do at church? The confession? It's like say three Hail Marys or whatever.
What a terrible system that is.
Right.
Don't change. Just say this prayer and I think we're GTG.
Say a couple prayers, all right? Hey, I cheated on my husband. Okay.
Let's kick it up to 11 prayers and you know what? You cheated on him? 12 prayers. 12 prayers are even.
Should I come clean?
No, because next time you'll just have to do more prayers. I think I'm just going to up the prayer thing until it's no longer worth it for you.
I won't think there won't be a next time because I killed the person I was having the affair with.
Did you? Yeah. All right, let's make it 20 prayers. I think I need to go to jail. No, I don't want you to do that. 21 prayers. How many prayers do you think?
Let's hash this out. 10 prayers for the murder, 12 for the...
Shit, now I've lost count. Could you have like a paper mini golf pen? I want to like really figure out how many prayers you owe God.
Why would I have a mini golf pen, sir?
I figure you stole it. You are a thief, a murderer, and a liar. You know what? 25 prayers, get out of my face.
Some religious person is going to tell us how backwards we have this.
Yeah, it's probably not true. There's probably another level of remorse or something that you have to do in addition to the prayer system.
What are we talking about now?
We're talking about Yom Kippur, atoning for your sins.
Shit. Guy.
Yes, you should hang out with her. And if that's a challenge or a tall task for you, then you don't deserve this girl.
Right. I would advocate just telling her the truth about how you feel, because maybe she'll see how shallow you are and
dump you before it even gets started.
Right. That's my ideal situation.
I'm glad the fake name we came up with for this guy is David Brent, because this is the most David Brentian email we've ever gotten. It's like an English guy who thinks he's funny, but his actuality in actuality is causing harm right. to the people around him.
Well, he's a little self-aware because he at least said that he was being shallow.
Yeah, but her face is now messed up. She'll go back to being a smoke show when the bruising goes
yeah,
away.
Yeah, right. I tried. You're an asshole.
You did this to her. You A. All right, next question. This one comes from Tim Canterbury. So recently a friend of mine asked me to help her make an anniversary for her boyfriend who's away on an army mission. The thing is, she's not even that really good of a friend, and she's kind of annoying a lot. Anyway, I reluctantly said yes to spending a whole day with her to film her and edit everything, but now I realized I really don't want to do that. What should I say to her so that I wouldn't have to do this?
You have a hard little day.
Yeah, it's a hard day, and then it's cutting the video. You know how time-consuming editing
tough day,
can be.
You have to
log and capture the footage and piece it together in a timeline, and then she's going to want, like, first pass.
Yeah, that's not... It's tough. It's annoying.
It is,
you know what else is kind of a... just like a tough little Sunday is when you're getting shot at in the desert in Iraq or Afghanistan, okay? An army mission. This dude gave up like years of his life to be shot at.
Sir, the least you can do is give her... girlfriend a goddamn anniversary video.
Holy shit, the man needs to see his fucking girlfriend.
You know what? I'm gonna take his side.
You're spending traitor. You're a traitor.
I think you're Al-Qaeda for this. I think spending a day with someone and editing footage is above and beyond, and it's not really a favor for the boyfriend. It's a favor for the lady who's not at war. I don't think you can transfer the good deed.
What do you mean he can't transfer the good deed?
I don't think he can transfer the good deed.
I really think you're anti-American. I'm sorry. You're anti-American.
So this annoying girl came up to you and said, hey, my boyfriend's at
this
war.
This annoying girl. She's a war wife, okay?
Mm-hmm, so, widow.
All right. The second best kind of patriot. Go on.
The second best? Oh, so soldier's the best, and then a wife is the second best?
A wife or a husband who stays at home and supports their loved one even though they're gone for 2 years.
Yeah. Okay, so second best asks you to create a video for her, spending a day with her, and then editing it. You would do it? Regardless of how annoying the girl is?
Well, I don't really know how to log and capture footage.
Oh, do you not? I'm sure you could figure it out, right? There are worse things in the world, like getting shot at the desert.
Yeah, you know, even if I wouldn't do this, I would at least lie about it right now. Of course I would do that. Somebody gave their life to...
Oh, great. So, Tim, if you're still out there listening, if you haven't made the video yet, let her know that you can't do it, but Jake volunteers.
And I really will do it.
It really is. It's a voluntary draft.
Tell you what, I'm going to do this.
It's a voluntary draft.
I'm
going to
do this, and you're going to join. You're going to join the army. Okay, how's that?
Why?
I think you're going to go to do basic training.
I think I'd rather just say 11 prayers and call it a week. I mean, hey, I appreciate our troops as much as the next guy.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You just...
Yes, I do. The thing is, I don't think this guy. I think this girl can.
You're
give her...
burning a flag right now.
Oh my God.
And you know what I think this guy does want to make a video for is Al-Qaeda. I swear to God, you cut the Osama bin Laden tapes, didn't you?
Jesus Christ.
You fucking scoundrel. You rapscallion traitor bastard.
You scab. You cut the Osama tapes.
You cut them.
See, this is what I would say. Speaking of the Osama tapes, this is what I would suggest. I wouldn't show her the Osama tapes as a basis, but let her know that she can make a video that's... fairly easy. It wouldn't require a day shoot. You know, like, put up your iPhone, talk to your boy.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a very involved shoot. You don't have to, like, you know, cut something together that's very, like, high production value. You can, every little bit helps. So you can suggest to her that maybe she should shoot something that's a little more simple. You know, like her in front of a webcam. Oh, that can be kind of sexy. That
maybe
could be
like
something.
A tasteful nude or something.
Yeah. and that you would help her shoot that.
Hey, Johnny, my buddy Tim just helped me shoot this video for you. It's just her naked the entire time. No.
So, what's your real advice?
If I were you, I'd probably suck it up and do it. Though that does sound like good advice, not because I'm like trying to get out of the work, but like that probably is, you know, it's closer to what the guy probably wants, you know, just to see his wife or girlfriend.
I hear that, I read somewhere that the best thing in a care package are photos and videos of loved ones and good, thick, durable socks.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
Where'd you read that? At Al-Qaeda training camp?
Of course they want you to say that. Socks are the worst things to give soldiers.
They don't need socks.
They need rocks. Happy feet, happy soldiers. So this is what I would suggest. If I were you, help her out. You know what? Help out the troops. Help out this lady. But pare it down. You don't have to spend a day with her and then a day editing. Just say you should make a nice simple video that would take an hour or two of your time.
Yeah, and the soldier is going to say, hey, I really would love to fight this war abroad, but maybe I'll just angrily tweet at some people who hate America, who hate freedom. How's that?
For an hour or two.
Can I do that? Maybe I'll come home a year early from my mission. Is that okay?
Oh, wait, it's not? Because I'm serving my country for people like you?
Gee whiz, thanks, Uncle Sam.
We are treading into dangerous territory. Can I just say?
I think we've been to war and religion in this podcast.
Yeah, right off the bat.
Not even halfway done.
If we did offend anyone, we were totally kidding. None of that was actually us. That wasn't us being real.
I don't think I came off badly, actually.
Yeah, because I was the one doing the prayer joke, and then I was the one suggesting not helping this lady.
Yeah, shit.
I'm going to...
STDs aren't contagious. You can't get them without open sores. You can't. I'm kidding.
Oh, this is devolving into a terrible, terrible advice hour. All right. Question number three?
Yeah.
Ready? This one's from a lady.
Ooh.
We'll call her Dawn.
Dawn, I like it.
Dear Jake and Amir. Shit, should I have used our real names? No, people know who we are.
Right.
All right. Dear Jake and Amir, I've just started dating an actor. He is a great guy and we get along really well. The only thing I'm unsure of is with him kissing girls in acting scenes. It's not much of a problem per se, but I feel uneasy and I don't want to get jealous when this does happen. How should I not get jealous or worry? I keep thinking about Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt debacle. Being actors, how do your other halves deal with the awkward scenes that you guys are in? Toda and much love, Don.
Toda indeed. Toda.
Whoa, wow. We've been hanging out not enough together. We should say everything at the same time.
I'd rather not. I think I might go, actually.
So, well, first of all, thanks for calling us actors, because no one's ever referred to us as that. We're not
hacks.
Yeah, we're not really actors as much as we are.
We're anti-American, anti-religion, anti-establishment hacks.
On-camera fartsmiths more than anything else. But even in our limited acting careers, I don't even want to call it a career. Even in our limited acting,
how self-deprecating can we be? Like we haven't made 600 videos where we act. I don't know, this weird thing we do for a living. It's like I don't want to call it acting because that's what everyone else calls it.
You call me out on all my bullshit, and I hate it. Actually,
get out of my towel cave.
But it has come up even in our limited acting experience, where we do have to kiss another person on camera, and the other halves, as she calls it, were of varying degrees of comfortable with it, but right. Never completely comfortable.
Yeah, it's weird because I think there's just something about kissing that you always are going to be a little upset by.
Right, because even if it's quote-unquote fake, it's not actually, because you actually are smushing your lips against somebody else.
Right. I will say, from my experience kissing on screen and like having girlfriends who were sometimes cool with it, sometimes upset, sometimes very upset, it really, like, when you're on the set, when they tell you to kiss the person, it's so
non-sexual.
So like, yeah, it's like surgical or something. It's just
it's
like
cold.
It's very cold. You have to understand how many on the screen, it's like, oh, that's just my boyfriend and a girl, and they're kissing. But on that set, there's like lighting guy, like, grips the director, the assistant director, producers, the craft service table.
Oh, so you can cheat on people as long as there's people watching? So that's what you say? So, oh, babe, don't worry. I fucked this girl, but it was at a party and there were 30 people around. Oh, what? You don't understand. There are people around. Doesn't that make it better? Oh, it makes it worse because everyone was witness to what I did to you? How dare you, sir? How dare you?
I don't want to respond because everybody thinks that I just left mid-rant.
I'll add a door closing noise.
Which I thought about doing.
It does help to think of it that way, but at the same time, I feel like people are pre-wired to either accept that or not.
It's true. I guess there was also times where I like found out I was kissing somebody in a script and I was like kind of amped about it.
Right. Even if you're a little bit amped, it's like, oh, that's not fair. Why do you get to kiss people and I don't? Because your occupation requires it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is, it's his job.
Oh.
Is he a good actor?
Yeah, I think it depends on how good the actor is. Like, if this guy's an amateur actor writing his own online videos that he kisses
just,
people.
Just, like, boning chicks.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
But so I'm shooting this on my eyesight, and I have, like, a three-way kiss with two chicks.
But if it's, like, if it's a TV show, cable or better, okay, we're not talking about, like, some of that public access shit. Honestly, let's cap it at Adult Swim 15-minute minisodes and up. So anything below that doesn't really count.
And every time he kisses somebody, you get to fuck somebody.
Yeah. And if he's like in a movie, let's say it's a budget of 500,000 or better, because at that point, you know, under 500 grand, it's not really going to be seen by anyone.
That's just like a little indie thing.
Yeah,
that's
like a little
for him.
Porn. That's like just, a porn.
He's doing porn.
He's doing porn, I think. So, you know what? It's tough. This is what my thought is.
Yeah, you were in this situation.
I was in this situation. It is a difficult place because nobody's comfortable if one of your halves is uncomfortable. So it's not like you're enjoying it and then she's not enjoying it either. So it's not a good situation. What helps is, I think, being, one, completely transparent about what the scene requires beforehand. Like, you want him, you should ask him to like see what the scenes or the scripts call for before you actually do it. That way you're not going into the scene hoping the worst or thinking about the worst and then seeing it for the first time on, you know, whatever it is, television, the big screen, the little screen. Or if you're on Hulu Plus, you can watch it on your mobile device.
Oh, God, you slipped into advertising mode.
So being open and transparent about it is good. And it, like, not that you are, not that you could do this, but I feel like the way I've seen it succeed is when actors are dating other actors. But, like...
Because then they understand.
Yeah, because then they understand.
So whatever you're doing in your career, drop it.
And become an actress.
Become an actor, yeah.
But the problem is, actors dating actresses is also incredibly volatile and never works out either.
Right, I mean, in our... I guess we do have limited experience because, like, when we are on set, it's, like, for the day and you go home and you sleep in your apartment.
Right.
But, like, movie actors...
They, like, have to say goodbye for 2 months.
Right, and they're, like, on set with their person who's playing their love interest. And, like, I mean, that's why... So many people.
Yeah, that's why like nobody in Hollywood ever remains in a relationship forever. It's a very, it's a terrible place to
just
be.
Just make sure your boyfriend does TV, not movies.
Yeah, that's a good ask. That's an okay ask if you can ask it.
Whatever but, your aspirations are, limit them to the smaller screen, please.
But maybe you do get desensitized to it over time. And I guess it depends on how much you like this actor guy. Like, if he's, like, a famous, legit actor, then it's worth it for him to
hook. Is it Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Then you're fucking... You should be proud and honored to have him as a boyfriend. You should be able to fuck whoever the fuck he wants.
You're dating Joseph Gordon-Levitt and you're writing a podcast? Because, oh, I don't want my boyfriend to kiss people. It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Oh, my God.
We're crying out loud. And you're what?
It's
you're
ridiculous.
Complaining because he kissed a girl? Yeah, you know who he kissed? Freaking Megan Fox.
Yeah.
That's who he kissed. He kissed freaking Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel.
You should be honored to kiss the same lips that those A-list Hollywood divas actually got
it's
into.
Amazing.
You should be fucking honored.
I can't believe you date Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Can we have an autograph?
Can we have your autograph?
Can we have your autograph, his autograph, Zoe's autograph, and Megan Fox's autograph? Please.
I'm begging you. Please just take a picture, scan it, email us in at fireyoushow@gmail.com. We really would appreciate it. Hopefully we helped. If not, break up with this guy. it's not going to get better. He's going to have to do sex scenes. Imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows the trajectory of acting. It's like first it's kissing and it's like sex scenes, then it's like hardcore penetration porn. Yeah.
And then before you know it, what's past that?
Bin Laden videos.
he's working for the goddamn Afghan government.
The enemy.
Should we take that little breaky break?
Let's take a nice little break. Nice little breather.
This is how it's been going recently. 30 minutes of advice, which is how long we say the episodes should be. Then a break in the quote-unquote middle. Then one more question.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Do you have anything to talk about, think about?
I'm a little hungover at a late night.
Yeah.
So.
I won't get into too much detail about your last night, but something that you said today that was interesting was that any sex is better than no sex.
Right. I said, oh yeah. So what I said was, this isn't to say I had sex last night.
No,
it's
no,
just,
no.
mama, it's okay.
Tread lightly. keep that hand, that finger wavering over the volume button.
I said, sex is always better than no sex to like varying degrees. Sometimes sex is way better than no sex, and then sometimes sex is just slightly better than no sex.
Right, but that might be an extreme one end, and I might be on the extreme other end, which is like most sex is like I would regret it so much that I would rather have no sex.
What does it feel like to regret sex?
I guess it would be
you
like...
You just like wake up and you're like, oh, I wish that never happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
Because... You did something that you're not entirely proud of. You went home with someone that you don't really connect with. You just did it because you wanted to.
Like, it felt good.
Did it?
I guess, I mean, I've had sex that I regret, but it's probably happened, like, twice.
Right. So regardless of who this other person is, what she looked like, how she treated you, what her personality was, regardless, independent of any of that stuff, you'd say... Sleeping with her was still better than going home alone and not sleeping with anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that.
I wonder if that's normal and abnormal.
I think
I'd like to talk to people. I'd like to hear people's thoughts about this.
There's probably somebody in the middle that's normal.
Yeah.
I'm sort of like a deviant monster sociopath.
And I'm like an uptight prude ass.
Yeah, we're so perfect for each other.
We are the yin to each other's yang.
I fucking care about you, man.
If you had sex with me, would you regret it?
I mean, I probably wouldn't get to that.
How point. Dare you? How dare you even consider that as a thing that you would regret?
No, I would love to have sex with you, man.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Of course.
All right, last question.
Let's bring it home.
We're coming home, we're coming home. I'm trying to think. Oh, okay, this one's great. This one comes from Gareth. Hey guys, so I've been dating this girl for about 18 months now. I'm 22, she's 20, and when we first had sex about a year ago, it was the first for both of us. Anyway, recently the topic of threesomes came up in a conversation, initially as a joke, but then when we started talking about it, I got into it. Then she said that if she were going to have one, it'd have to be with two guys. I love her, but as soon as she said that, I lost a lot of respect for her because that just seems like such a promiscuous, slutty thing for a girl to want. Her argument was that it's no different to a guy wanting two girls, but I disagree. What do you guys think? Thanks, Gareth.
Does he think we're going to agree with him?
He does. He really does. That's the ultimate saddest truth.
Hey, just looking for two guys that got my back.
Who understand that a guy with two chicks is hot and a chick with two dudes is slutty. High five. Who's with me? One time.
You asshole.
You meanie. You meanie, meanie. Sexist.
I think that's sexist.
I think that's the definition of sexist, I think.
So what you want is hot and what she wants is slutty.
Because of... the third person being a guy versus a girl.
You lost respect for her?
Just like, I bet he brought it up too, like joking, like, oh, it'd be fun to have a threesome, don't you think? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be cool if it was another guy.
Whoa! Whore bag! You slut! You slut whore!
You serpent slut bitch!
How dare you speak that to me? You deviant whore! You slut! slut whore. You two come at me with that poison to my ears. Go to hell. All right, fine. Maybe another girl. Oh, yeah, I guess that would be kind of hot.
I could see that. That's sexy. Easy with that that other guy shit, though.
I feel like you're out of 50% respect zone, and it'll take more than a threesome to get it back. It'll take a goddamn 4G.
It's so weird. It's so, like, he's so wrong. He was like, her argument is that it's no different, but I totally disagree. Actually, I completely disagree with you.
So now you know how it feels to disagree with someone. That's what we feel about you.
You just feel insecure. I think that it's easy to, like, if the girl is like, I want it to be another guy, you're like, oh man, I can't get you off.
Right.
But, like, isn't that what she could be thinking when you say you want it to, there to be another girl?
I mean, this guy's wrong. A girl wants to sleep with two guys just like a guy wants to sleep with two girls. The question is, would you make that trade?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't, but I wouldn't be so rigid in, like, asking, like, all right, two girls and nothing else. I don't know. I think I'd probably, it's,
although girls are more sexually promiscuous than guys in terms of homosexuality. Like, I'll meet girls who are completely straight who will be like, yeah, I've kissed girls just because
right,
it's
like
fun.
Girls who are straight who are like, oh, I dated a girl. Yeah. I mean, that's, I don't know.
But guys rarely do that. Guys rarely kiss other guys for fun.
At least in America.
God.
I met some dude yesterday who said that, I mean, maybe I'm going to get people tweeting at me again, but he said in England, maybe he was just trying to hook up with me.
He said, let's make this British.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
What he said, in England, guys make out with other guys just as much as girls make out with other girls here.
Yeah. I mean, he said that, like, everybody is just like, it's a lot more sexually free there.
Yeah.
That people experiment when they're younger. But I guess, I think in terms of threesomes, I wouldn't be that interested in having a threesome with somebody I loved. I think threesomes are sort of like sexy things that happen with when everybody's attracted to each other, but when there's like a relationship involved, it just gets a little messy.
Like, you don't want to have a threesome in a relationship. You want to have a threesome one night stand.
Yeah, that's what I would rather do.
Yeah, you know what? I'll have one of those too.
Yeah, wait. Tell me about all your threesomes. Are you crying? Are you? Holy shit! I made you cry so fast.
It's because I've only had six. Whoa.
The worst kinds, too. All dudes, each one.
That's a Pat Castles joke, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, we don't even want to give you advice. Our advice is to stop being such a meanie. You love and respect this girl. She was at least honest to you. I shouldn't say at least honest to you. She was honest to you. You guys were joking about something. And it's a complete double standard what you did.
It's also funny, like, I've been where that guy is, where it's like, oh, like, we're joking about threesomes, and then there's sort of like, there's some kind of like glimmer of hope, and then he's just like, then I got really into it. Like, oh, we should have a threesome. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I don't know, I might do that. Like, okay, when? Really? Who?
Because you said someone. That.
Can I get that in writing? Can I have a pin so you can sign in blood?
He's opening up his Facebook account. Please, just literally just scroll through at random. Any girl will do. For the love of God. All right. We are, we're out of time.
More than out of time.
Always more than out of time. Let's end with some apologies. Okay. First of all, sorry for offending any religious people.
Yep.
I don't know the intricacies of Christianity. I don't know if confession is actually that simple and humorous to say prayers would completely atone for your sins.
That said, if it is, good joke, yeah. Bud.
Great joke. Great joke if that's the case. Two. Yes, obviously I do support our troops. I think
how do you support
doing,
the troops?
By making videos for their girlfriends to send to their boyfriends. So I would spend a week and a half doing that. They fight for something that I'm too afraid or weak or lame to fight for, and I have nothing but the ultimate form of respect for them. Three, this guy isn't a sexist. He's
no.
Pimp and a philosopher.
He's the one guy who deserves it.
Okay, never mind. Okay, cool. Great. we still have tickets available for our live podcast taping on November 6th at Littlefield in Brooklyn. You can go to ifiwereyoushow.com to check that out. We really still appreciate all the feedback and emails we've been getting. Every iTunes review helps us out. So if you are at your computer right now, if you can open up the iTunes store, go to If I Were You and leave us a positive review. That helps.
Yep. And so what do you say, threesome guy? You little piece of shit.
You little twerp. How's that for saving face?
You USA. USA.
We make fun of you and you leave a 5-star review. Do you remember who the name of the guy who wrote the theme song at the beginning? Pete Bradford, a.k.a. Bro Legit. That's a pretty cool screen name, whatever that is.
Bro Legit, yeah.
And this...
Bro Legit to quit.
The last theme song, the outro theme song that we're going to play is from a guy named Melle, M-E-L-L-E. Weird name, right? Well, Melle. Turns out it's not because he's from the Netherlands and our names are weird. No, Jake is weird and Melle is normal. You xenophobic ass. Melle, what a weird name. No, it's not weird. He's just from a different part of the planet from you. God forbid.
I think I'm going to leave.
I'm sorry. I'm mad about something else. It's the threesome comment more than anything else. And if you guys have any questions of your own or theme song submissions of your own, please send them to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Thank you, guys.
Good game, everyone. Good game. Great Good game, episode.
Yeah, there we go.
Woo. Later.
If you don't have insurance and you need to get something off your chest, if your STD's resistant but you gotta get your jewelry etched, if you wanna go to Adviceland but you don't wanna get arrested, grab a towel and do you. If I were you.
Hashtag dope.
There it is, another solid Thursday bonus episode, courtesy of our friends at Hulu Plus.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Hulu Plus.
And if you guys can check out HuluPlus.com/Amir, it would help us out and ensure that we keep making these extra bonus special fun time episodes. Thanks, guys.